Hello and welcome to this free podcast for Guardian readers with me, Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant.
Hello there.
And the little shaven chimp that is Carl Pilkington.
All right.
Do you read The Guardian?
Yeah, it's the only paper I do buy, yeah.
You actually read a newspaper?
Well, I don't always, you know, I don't read it page to page like a lot of people do, but it's got a bit of everything there. There's a magazine with, like, people's lives in there.
Yeah.
Like, they write a little article about, you know, something that's up with them, and you read that and you go, oh, things aren't that bad. You know, it cheers you up, reading other people's sort of misery.
Misery, yeah.
They've got, like, they just tell you stuff. The other day they were talking about how to survive through the credit crunch, you know, if you eat slugs, it's best to leave them for 3 days before you eat them.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Sorry, that they've got to the point where they're suggesting that people are so desperate in a credit crunch that they're eating slugs but leaving them 3 days. Where do you get to the point that you're so desperate that you're going to eat a slug but you've got to wait 3 days? Because if I was starving, I wouldn't eat a slug. I certainly wouldn't go, I'm starving, but leave it 3 days, they taste a little bit better. It's like a fine wine.
It's just...
Where was this?
What are you talking about?
Was this The Guardian? It was
really?
The Guardian, yeah.
What? So, okay, tell me the gist of it. Not that you read it, you just probably read
the
headline.
I saw the headline about the slug.
What was the headline?
Something like, if you're going to eat a slug, leave for 3 days.
Nonsense.
So I thought, what's all that about? And it was this woman who was doing some sort of credit crunch thing, saying how you can survive on next to nothing.
Right.
And there was just little tidbits.
I don't think people want to hear that.
If you're eating slugs, kill
yourself.
Exactly.
I think people are going, oh, God, I might have to give up the holiday home. Oh, no, I'll take a cut in pay. They're not going to go straight to eating slugs. There's going to be sort of like a transitional period.
Take the kids out of private school.
Yeah, exactly. Get rid of one of the Volvos. Dad, what are you doing?
Eating slugs.
What?
Eating slugs.
Are we not going to Disneyland this year?
No, eating slugs.
Well, that's what's interesting about the newspaper, isn't it? You find stuff out like that. I didn't know you had to leave them for 3 days.
You're not
eating
slugs.
You're never going to use that. You're never going to eat a slug, Carl.
You say that. The way things are going at the moment, it's tough out there, isn't it, for people?
You waste money on food because you go shopping every day and buy food in a supermarket for that meal.
Yeah.
Because you say your flat's too small to keep food in the fridge.
Yeah, I haven't got a freezer. So
right.
I've only got a fridge. So I can have milk. I can get milk in, pop it in the fridge.
Mm.
Eggs are always good to have in. You can do a lot with an egg.
Well, yeah. Well, so far you've got scrambled eggs with that milk and a lovely...
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you've got scrambled eggs. Okay, what else? What do you have
with
that?
Slug omelette.
Slug omelette, yeah.
What else do I buy?
Go to the Fat Duck.
You've got to buy...
Not out of the question, a slug omelette.
Better to buy on the day because I don't know what I'm going to fancy eating otherwise. You don't know what your taste buds want.
If you've got a weekly shop... You're still versatile. You've got all the eggs, you've got the bacon, you've got a few bits of meat, you've got some chicken, you've got salad, you've got... You don't have to decide. One, you don't have to decide a week in advance, but two, you don't have to go shopping every single day.
Yeah, but if I haven't got that, what is my purpose?
Well,
that's my job.
That's your
at the
life
moment.
Purpose,
well,
is it?
But, you know, Suzanne goes to work, I know each day I've got a couple of jobs. I've got the washing up to do, put the washer dryer on, and buy the food in. They're the three things that, no matter what happens, I've got my three little duties. They're my jobs in the house.
What a sad little bloke you
well,
are.
It's not. You find stuff out. You see, you never do it. You never go shopping. I've never seen you with a carrier bag in your hand. How much is a pineapple?
You've got me there.
There you go.
You've made me like a twat. I've no idea.
There you go.
How many pineapples are you eating?
No, I'm not eating them. It's just that I didn't know, to be honest. So I had a look the other day. I stood there and at £1.95 they are, three for £3. I thought that was quite dear. But,
Well, no, this audiobook's only £1.95 if you go to iTunes and download it now, and that's an hour pleasure. So is...
It's either this or a pineapple.
Yeah, is an hour of this worth more than a pineapple to you?
Almost certainly not.
Well, we should give them... Let's give them a little example of our wares. This is a clip from our upcoming audiobook, The Arts. One of the things we do discuss in this audiobook is the merit of putting paintings up on your wall to brighten up your life. Carl rules that out. Not only is he artless and stupid and doesn't really understand the point of any art form, but he's, as you know, got a mirrored wall.
Mm.
And in this clip, we're discussing his life at home with that mirrored wall.
I mean, I haven't got pictures in our flat because of that mirrored wall I've got.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, it's tiny. You've been in it. I've got windows on one wall, door to get in on the other, kitchen on the other, mirrored wall on the other. So there's no
space
there.
For art.
There's no space for art.
I'm intrigued how you sit at home. Where's the sofa?
At home.
Yeah.
Facing the mirror.
So you sit looking at yourself all night.
Yeah.
As opposed to a painting.
Yeah, but at least that changes each day.
No, it doesn't.
It does. The picture
changes.
No,
it's not. It's round and miserable every fucking day.
No, honestly. It's good to... Because you don't look at yourself otherwise. Especially me. I haven't got any hair to comb or anything. So I don't look in the mirror as much as the normal person. So, whereas now, I'm looking there every day.
So you're sat at home staring at yourself?
No, because the telly's in front of the mirror.
But are you not sight distracted by yourself?
Yeah, you do. When the adverts are on, you look up. And if Suzanne's sat next to me, I tend to talk to her through the mirror.
What do you mean? So why don't you look at her when you talk to her?
Well, you don't have to turn your neck or anything. There's no neck usage going on. I can just look forward. I look at the telly, lift the eyes up, look in the mirror, look at me, look at her.
What does she do? Look
actually,
back at you.
We're
in the
used
mirror.
To it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like there's more people in the room in a way. It's like,
and they're further away.
There's nothing odd about that. Why wouldn't you use? It doesn't matter. Your
Sorry.
Eyes, remember,
why
your eyes
wouldn't
are still...
you talk to your girlfriend via a mirror all the time? Is that your question?
Well, no, I think it's quite normal. If your head is facing a mirror where you can see everything in that room, remember, it's a small flat, I can see everything that's going on in there without moving my head. Stephen Hawking would be well happy. So I can look forward, she's sat next to me. If I'm watching the telly, I can say something. Now, she's getting the sound from me still because she's sat close.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're further away, but things look better from a distance anyway.
So that's how you've managed to keep this relationship alive.
You're such an odd little man.
But no, it's not odd. You see, there was a woman on the estate who did use... Have I told you about Miss Piggy before?
No. It rings a bell. Go on.
I think I told you ages ago. It's this fat woman who used to be on the estate. She had a three-wheeler bike. And
what,
her husband.
Push bike, pedal bike?
Yeah, like a tricycle thing, yeah. But a big one.
Right.
She used to sit her husband in the basket in the back. Cycle about, what have you.
Yeah.
She was known as Miss Piggy. Anyway.
Oh, is this the one that she used to beat him up so your dad pretended to be a policeman?
Yeah that's it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The one, yeah. You remember? Yeah.
No, I don't remember this.
Yeah, she used to always duff her husband up and that, and people in the area knew that she was being a bit tight on him. And my dad went round with his mate and sort of...
But what's this got to do with the mirror?
Anyway, well, the way she used to communicate, she used to always go in quicksave and nick biscuits. And if anyone went up to her to say, stop nicking the biscuits, she'd pull out, like, a little mirror out of a bag, and she'd look in it, but talk to you via the mirror.
God! Oh, man!
What?
This
so she's insane.
It's weird, isn't it? It's
it was
like,
really weird.
Like,
it used to scare me.
It's like a Salvador Dali painting. You exist in there.
Yeah. It's really, really
so
weird.
So, hang on. So, she used to talk to people through the mirror, because she was mental...
I couldn't sit, watch the telly, and look at me watching the telly in the mirror all night.
No.
That's
no,
weird.
That would be really weird.
It's really weird, Carl.
I'd be very conscious of myself.
No, I think it gives you confidence in that. And if you are
gives
sort
you confidence?
Of, well, yeah, because you're seeing yourself more and you pick up what habits you do and stuff like that.
So what have you changed through your viewing of yourself?
I sort of grew a beard the other week, just something different to look at for a bit. And then you get sick of that. It's like a piece of art. Change that. Have a bit of a shave.
Can you see the back of the telly in the mirror?
A little bit, yeah. If the flat's a mess, it's a mess twice.
Oh, God! Well, we hope you've enjoyed this exclusive podcast for The Guardian. As I say, this is where it all started. I enjoy it. I still enjoy it. It's my favourite thing I do. Never mind Hollywood and TV and live and books and... This is so much fun for me, just seeing a little bored, irritated, mank, twat, whinge.
Rick, can I just take this opportunity to say to the Guardian readers that if they've enjoyed this twaddle,
yeah,
and which of them wouldn't have,
yeah,
then of course they can enjoy more of the same by going to iTunes and downloading the Ricky Gervais Show. There's four series of that?
Five, I think.
Five series of it, wow. Yeah. Plus, of course, our more recent audiobooks, The Ricky Gervais Guide to. We've done medicine, natural history, the arts, and coming soon, philosophy.
Thanks very much. From me, Ricky Gervais, goodbye. Steve Merchant.
Thanks.
And Carl Pilkington.
All right.